the pitch.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 14 strikeouts for Jacob Mizorowski. We are all witnesses.
Yeah, let's go. So I find myself disappointed when last game I was mowing the lawn when Miz pitched, and so I had WTMJ on in my headset, and I was mowing the lawn. And I find myself disappointed when he throws a pitch and Lane goes, and that one's at 102.
Right?
You're kind of like, 102? Why is he taking something off the ball? Dom Cotroneo gets a front row seat to this all the time, and Dom is with us this afternoon from the ballpark. Hey, Dom.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good. Can you give us some perspective how spoiled we are by how special Miz is and what he does?
You know, when I watch Miz, and I talked about this actually with Pat Murphy today, where I think what's most impressive about Miz is, yes, he throws 104 and what he does on the mound is incredible. But getting an understanding and watching the work between starts, and Jared Koenig said this word earlier today, the focus.
And it's one thing to throw 104 miles an hour and be exceptional and the talk of the town. Another thing to do it over and over and over and over again. And I think that Miz is learning what it takes to continually have success in the big leagues. Yes, he throws hard, but these are the best in the world. And in order to stay the best in the world, you got to do the things that aren't ordinary and the things that keep you separate from the rest of the world.
Definitely the mental, definitely. And he has a fantastic fiance. They're high school sweethearts. And when I went to the ball signing, I saw his fiance Elle, and I was asking her about how on television the pitch, when you see how fast it is, it said 105, and she said that television it rounds up. So it was 104.5, mm-hmm. Obviously. I know that you know this, Dom. You know everything, every statistic in a baseball history. But she said to me, and she joked, she goes, but we like to say it was 105.
Of course, right? I mean, that's the thing in pitching circles where, you know, it's kind of like dunking on a 10-foot rim, right? Like, did you actually dunk a basketball on a 10-foot rim, you know, fingers on the rim and everything like that? Did you actually throw 105 miles an hour where it was 105.0? That's kind of a little competition with the pitchers things. But, I mean, he's joked. Like, I mean, we've seen him get 104.9 in the playoffs, and 104.7 is the hardest he's ever thrown. So we'll see if he can get there today in front of a sellout crowd here at American Family Field.
Wow.
And he's obviously the talk of the town.
I want to ask you for some perspective about the three guys thrown this weekend. So it's Miz, it's Harrison, it's Woodruff. My question to you, Dom, how do these three guys stack up if you were to take the top three in any other rotation in baseball? Three versus three. How do our three do?
I mean, they're one of the best. I honestly believe they're easily top 10. You could argue top seven to top five, like they're top third. And you also got to remember, too, it's virtually completely reversed from last year, right? Last year, the three that you relied on, per se, would have been a combination of Freddie Peralta, Quinn Priester, and Brandon Woodruff. Obviously wasn't healthy at the end of the season, but then you throw in, you know, Jacob Mizorowski in that bulk role that he was in the postseason last year. But I think that this three is certainly better than last year's three. And the way that the Brewers roll into the postseason is you need three. And to know that if you're going to get through a five-game series, you only need three starters. You can do a bullpen game in the fourth game in the CS situation, but that's a really darn good three compared to the rest of the league.
Dom, how do you think Sprout is doing? You know, the first time he came out, it wasn't that great, but the last game that he started, he did really good. He's getting better. Do you think his confidence is growing?
That's exactly the word that he used. You know, I talked to Brandon actually today in the clubhouse and catching up with him after he had the great six shutout innings in Cincinnati. You know, following up with Brandon Woodruff, did his quote was just do what Wu did, and they had the exact same line. But for Sproat, he says it kind of goes back to the Colorado start. Now, maybe on the surface level, you look at that pitching line, it's five innings. I think he gave up three runs. Two of them were earned. He didn't get out of the fifth inning. But that was the first moment he goes, okay, I hit some adversity early in that game and then locked it in from there. And I felt conviction. I felt the guy that's athletic and loose, and the words that he has stitched on his glove are let it eat. And that's when he really started to kick things into the high gear. He had a really good start in Vegas, despite the high altitude and everything we've talked about with that tough place to pitch. And he's really started to stack quality games together. And you can hope that it's Quinn Priester 2.0. That, remember, Quinn's first 10 games as a Brewer last year were not pretty. And then he got on a stretch where the Brewers won 18 consecutive games that he pitched in. And I'm not saying that's going to happen for Brandon Sproat, but you can once again see the momentum going in the right direction for Brandon Sproat's development.
Hey, Don, before we let you go, all-star game question. Miz is clearly a lock. It feels like Kyle Harrison might also make it. Will any position players from the Brewers make the team? Can you make the case for any of them?
I mean, Bryce Terang should have been a starter, if you ask me. He should have advanced out of Phase 1 and into Phase 2 now. So one thing that could happen here in Phase 2, as the second baseman vote-off is happening between Bryson Stott and Ozzie Albies, is that, you know, let's say Ozzie Albies wins that Phase 2 vote-off. Bryson Stott's not going to be an all-star. I'm just being completely honest. He has not been good enough to be an all-star. Bryce Terang has been way better and has been one of the best second basemen in baseball to be a second baseman reserve on the National League team. I think Bryce would have a great chance. I would also hope that William Contreras has a great chance too, because it's so unsung when you have a quality catcher who's leading your team in batting average, who also can hit 20 homers a season and catch virtually every day. That's all-star caliber production from them.
Dom Catronio is the host of Brewers Extra Innings with us from the ballpark. We appreciate it, Dom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.